Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Zardes. Jossie Zardes getting the cross in. Taylor knocked down.
That's forward Jordan Morris scoring a tie-breaking goal in the 88th minute of last night's Gold Cup soccer match, clinching a 2-1 victory for the U.S. over Jamaica. Now, this is the sixth time the U.S. has won the biennial CONCACAF. I love saying that, CONCACAF tournament, crowning the champion of North America and maybe signaling a bright future in the World Cup. The U.S. takes on Costa Rica in New Jersey on September 1st in a World Cup qualifier. Let's bring in Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, pretty thrilling last night.
Yes, I could use some CONCA decaf, the Confederation of North Central American and Caribbean Association football, which just rolls off the foot, as it were. That is CONCACAF. So what is CONCACAF, you might be asking? Mm-hmm. Think of it like this. If you're a fan of college basketball, it's like your conference tournament. If you win it, it's great. It's great for the team. And of course, the teamwork that goes into winning such a thing can be translated to the next big tournament, which would be the Big Dance. And that's what the U.S. national team and all the national teams are trying to do, to qualify for the World Cup. I would say the U.S. was probably a favorite to win the tournament, but Mexico is always a great rival in our region. It's basically the North American and Caribbean teams. Mexico is knocked out of the semifinals by Jamaica, and the United States won a great game over Jamaica yesterday.
Well, American midfielder Michael Bradley named the tournament's best player. We mentioned the forward Jordan Morris with that tie-breaking goal. But, you know, this is coming as news to a lot of people. How good is this team, and should we be paying more attention?
I think they're good. Right now, they're ranked. I wouldn't look at the official FIFA rankings, but rankings which take into account a little more advanced statistics say they're about 14th in the world. That seems right to me. Going into the last World Cup, they were in the teens also. If you outperform that, the United States could, well, hey, they have to get into the World Cup, but they can go far. You named a couple of the best players on the team. They also have Jozy Altidore, who scored the first goal on just a free kick, and it was a beautiful bend it like Beckham type kick. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the few players in the world that could do that. He is a world-class player. Clint Dempsey's a world-class player who's a striker and a sub. He's 34, but he's a great player. So the United States, as we mentioned these guys, they have a bunch of players who are right up there with maybe not the best in the world, but right up there on the international stage level. The question is, and this is what their coach, Bruce Arena, says, if you don't have the best players, you have to be the best team.
Okay,
so the question is, can these good players gel into a good team? So far, we've seen a lot of evidence. The answer is yes.
Well, and can he do this? Because he's the returning coach, actually. He replaced Jurgen Klinsmann, who was fired last year. They had a bad start. And he's coached this team before. So can he do that? Is he the guy who can do it?
They are undefeated since he took over. You know, there are a lot of draws in soccer. He seems to have the golden touch. They really like him. The Klinsmann era was marked by a lot of discord and maybe a lack of direction. So right now, going into qualifying, this is as good, I would say, this is as good as you could hope for, knowing what we know about the quality of play in the United States, knowing what we know about the United States history in world soccer. It was a very entertaining victory, and this is a very promising team.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. So let's start watching. Come on. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.